no longer contagious according to the doctor. So, you know, I'll just try to cough into my elbow. Which elbow? Thank you again very much for all your tefillos and brachos. Sorry I wasn't here last week. Last year we had spoken about the world of mitzvos lavihanos nitnu in terms of the lulav shel avodah zarah, that since, even though one has hanos mitzvah, im natal kosher, because mitzvos lavihanos nitnu. However, the Gemara distinguishes, the Mishnah does mention that there are those items of avodah zarah where im natal lo yotza, and that's the lulav of Asherah, the lulav of Yir Nidachas, that in these two instances we say susei mechtas shiure, and that we don't halachically have in front of us the cheftza that we require for the mitzvah. We don't have a lulav. Lulav has a shiur, and over here we're dealing with an Asherah de Moshe. Pasuk speaks about Asherehem tisrifun ba'esh. Similarly, Ir Nidachat, we have that the halacha that one is osef all of the shalal of the city into the rechova shel Ir, and there it's all burnt. So when we have a din of sreifa, then we have ksusei mechtas shiure. Dekanami dekatani dumi Ir Nidachas shmamina. So pashtus, what the Gemara seems to say, in other words, if I didn't have any other rishonim to look at, was that we distinguish between two types of avodah zarah. That we have an avodah zarah stam, classic avodah zarah, and we have an asherah. And in avodah zarah stam, what does the Torah tell us? In Parshas Veschanan, what does one do if one comes across avodah zarah? In terms of leaving aside again the issue of hana, you have an iser of hana, but the pasuk speaks about abed to abdud. There's a concept of destroying avodah zarah. But that does not bring about ksusei mechtas shiure. Only when we have what world will bring about, what form of action would bring about ksusei mechtas shiure that would apply only to Ir Nidachat and Asherah de Moshe? Sreifa. You know, sreifa is to reduce something to ashes. That's the ksusei mechtas shiure. Abed to abdut. Simply means to destroy. You can destroy something if there's an idol by breaking off its nose. In other words, you haven't, the whole shear is still there. But in other words, that there's a difference between abdei ta abdun and tisrifun ba'esh. That's what I would have understood simply reading the Gemara. That here you have susim et tashir, here you don't. However, Tosfos, the Baliha Tosfos, understood that that is not a tenable understanding, because we have a whole bunch of sugyos throughout Shas, both in Chulin and in Rosh Hashanah and in Avodah Zarah v'chulei, where we have brisos back and forth that in the world of Avodah Zarah we do find ksusei mechtas shiure, that we do find the world of lo yotza, that we say that there, that, you know, it's not dafka by Ashera is there a din of lo yotza. Not Afka by Yir Nidachas, but Avodah Zarah itself. So, of course, if a shofar cannot come from an Asherah. And yet we have a brace that speaks about Toka Lo Yotza. In other words, so Kanira, that we could apply the principle of Susei Mechtas Shiure even to the world of Stam Avodah Zarah. So what then is our distinction? If we're not going to distinguish between the Aved Ta'abdun of Stam Avodah Zarah and the Sreifa of Asherah de Moshe, where are we going to draw the line? Right? Let's say, look, for example, at the first source, the Gemara in Chulin. And it could have chosen also the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, also the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Eisri Revachumi L'Ravino, Shofar Shal Avodah Zarah L'Yizkabo, My Lav, Im Taka Lo Yatza, Lo Taka Yatza, Lulav Shal Avodah Kochavim Lo Yito. My love, im natal lo yatza, lo, im natal yatza, hatanya taka lo yatza, natal lo yatza. Amar Ravashi, Hachi Hashta, Hasam Shiur Abinan. There's a shiur of a lulav. There's a shiur of a shofar. Avodas Kochavim. Not this has nothing to do with Asherah. Avodas Kochavim Ksuse Mechta Shiure. Mashen came over there in Chulin. It's the Perek of Kisui Hadam. Pumfaker. The more that it's broken down into particles, the better it is for Kisui Hadam. So we see that L'chora, that Tosis is working off of the understanding that even in Stam Avodah Zarah, we have a din of Ksusei Mechtashire. So when yes and when no. So here we have a machlokes between the Stam Bala Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam. So let's look in Tosfos. Tosis points out, V'chein Graisa the Sof Kisui Hadam, Im Nata Lo Yotza, V'chein Tzarech Letaretz, Ashofar, the Katani Hasam Taka Lo Yotza, Shalvadazar Lo Yiska Taka Yotza. Again, we have the braces going back and forth. Sandal Shalvadazar Chalitza Sakshera Lo Amrina Mechtashiure. So sometimes we say Ksusim Mechtashiure, sometimes we don't. What's the rule? So the Tosis responds, the Hanu. Sorry. Vavodazar de Nochri. Yesh Rabitu. Vahud Katani. try once more, see if it works. If not. So Tosis distinguishes between Avodah Zarah of a Goy and Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Namely, what's Tosis's working assumption? Is there a din of Ksusei Mechtashiri by Avodah Zarah? Namely, that Abed Ta'abdun is also a din of Ksusei Mechtashiri. But what happens with Avodah Zarah of a Goy?
You mean that, right?
And therefore, it's not omed of the Ibud. Namely, in order to have Ksusei Mechtashiri, we need that which is vaday going to be nevad. Vaday is going to be destroyed. So Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, where there's no din of bitul. So we have a concept that it's omed leibud. That is the world of Ksusei Mechtashiri. Avodah Zarah of a goy. Since we have a possibility of bitul, that possibility of bitul tells us that it's not omed leibud. That's fine within Tosos, and then Tosos simply deals the technical issue of how can we speak about Avodah Zarah of a goy in terms of arba minim. We need a din of kochem. Okay, so that we can deal with the technical issues. However, Rabbeinu Tam, on the end of the third line, on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, Tekulhu Be'Avodah Zarah D'Nochri. Then there's no question, Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the Ri, that something is Avodah Zarah in Israel, that it's Omed Le'ibud, that certainly is Ksusei Mechtashiri. But even within Avodah Zarah of a goy, kan kodem bitul, kan la'achar bitul. What is the uniqueness according to Rabbeinu Tam? What do we need for Ksusei Mechtashiri that would apply to Avodah Zarah of a goy before bitul?
Before bitul, it's in a state where it has to be destroyed. If nothing else has happened,
that we don't need, like according to the Ri, a concept of omed the ibud. We don't need the fact that there's going to be a vaday ibud, because in Avodah Zarah of a goy before bitul, there's no vaday. But the fact that we have a chovah, the fact that we have an obligation to be ma'abed, that already creates Ksusei Mechtashiri, according to Rabbeinu Tam. As opposed to the Ri, that we require Omed Le'ibud, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's sufficient if we have a chova, an obligation of Ibud, to create Ksusei Mechtashiri. Ma She'en Ken, by Avodah Zarah of a goy la'achar bitul, so there certainly one is yotze, it's no longer a shame Avodah Zarah. What's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam? Let's just continue another line in Rabbeinu Tam. V'kan la'achar bitul la'achar bitul name v'chtilu lo yito. What over here is Rabbeinu Tam being mechadish to us tremendously? Arye, what would you have said about something that had been Avodah Zarah and we were ready to mevatel it?
Bottles come back to me.
No, the crown of David HaMelech was a crown of Avodah Zarah of Moab. There was an Avodah Zarah called Milcom, and this crown was in the Ir Bira, was in the capital city of Moab, and when that was captured by Yoav and Surya, so David had one of his soldiers who was a goy, one of his generals who was a goy, Iter Achiti, who was a goy, b'mevatel b'avodah, and then he wore that as a crown. You know, it's, but in terms of doing a mitzvah, here we have a concept of Mahus, that even though it is no longer at all avodah zarah, it can be used as a mitzvah. Does this remind you of a parallel shita of Rabbi Nutan within the world of mitzvah baba avera? What happens if we have a stolen object and the owner was misyayish? We paskin yayish kedikani. Can you use that object for a mitzvah?
Not according to Rabbi Nutan.
Not according to Rabbi Nutan. Who didn't mean that we have this? That even though halachically it's undergone a metamorphosis, it's undergone in the world of Gzela a kinyan, in the world of Avodah Zarah a bitul, we say that there is a chalos shem in the cheftza which is going to aser l'chatchila. Okay, so we have a parallel within Rabbi Natan, and the Ri of course disagrees at the moment that there's bitul. The Chora could be used even with Chatchila. That's the Chora why he would disagree with Rabbi Nutan. To what else does this apply? So the Tosus continues, V'chein lo tachlo tzbo l'chatchila, that if we're dealing with a sandal that had been a avodah zarah of a goy, and it was mevutal, l'chatchila, one shouldn't be use it from the chalitza. But afilu im tinsi lomar d'shari l'chasus l'chatchila ba'ofar avodah zarah, kamo v'shel yirni dachas, lo domi kisui l'chalitza. What over here is Rabbi Natan distinguishing? That this whole din that we say that there is this residual shame of avodah zarah which remains even after bitul will apply to the world of lulav, to the world of shofar, to the world of chalitza, sandal, it won't apply to kisui hadam. Why distinguish? Isn't it one world that either there is a residual impact of avodah zarah or there isn't?
Well, if it's tied to the lack of shear, then we understand, because there's no shear in the afar. It's like, the logical thing is that that doesn't go so well with the idea that it's modest. Like, it's modest. Like, who cares about the shear at that point?
So, you're 100% correct that on the level of psul, of ksuse nechta shiure, clearly there's room to distinguish. The Gemara distinguishes. That's the Gemara that you're quoting. That's the Gemara on Chule. Kol kama de mechtas ma'ali l'kisui. In other words, the Gemara distinguishes that there's no shayach of psul, ksuse nechta shiure. But that's not what we're asking. We're asking in terms of the mius. Why should the din of mius, the din of la'achar bitul, there is a residual avodah zarah, that therefore lo yetze l'chatchila, why should that apply to gulov, to shofar, to sandal of chalitza, and not to offer a kisui adam? What do you say? Think back to Rabbi Nutan. This is, again, we pointed out, this is Rabbi Nutan by mitzvah baba avera. What did... Sorry. It's not different. What did, when we learned the Sugya Mitzvah Baba Avera, what did we point out about the shame gozel? What has a shame gozel that would exist even post kinyan? Where can we speak about a shame gozel even post kinyan?
Mitzvah.
we dealt very fine. We dealt with different forms of a cheftza of mitzvah, namely that there are those mitzvahs that have a unique cheftza shel mitzvah. Lulav is a cheftza shel mitzvah. Matzah is a cheftza shel mitzvah. Sandal of chalitza is a cheftza of mitzvah. Masha'en kein offer. Do we speak about the fact that we have a cheftza of mitzvah called offer, with which we do kisui adam? No. What's the world of kisui adam? It's purely in what realm? Not in the realm. There's no cheftza of mitzvah. But we have a chiyuv to do a maisa kisui. In other words, we're dealing on the side of the gavra. The gavra has to do a maisa kisui. There is a hechetimtza. With what do you do a maisa kisui? With offer. But it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah. We can only speak about ma'us. We can only speak about a residual shema avodah zarah. But we have a cheftza shel mitzvah. So in the realms, that's what Tosis points out, that Godami kisui l'chalitza, in the world of chalitza, we need a cheftza shel mitzvah. That which had once been avodah zarah is not a cheftza shel mitzvah. But in kisui adam, there's no cheftza shel mitzvah. It's a maisa mitzvah of kisui that's done with afar. And therefore, if this afar is no longer avodah zarah, it can be used. Like, for example, in the world of mila, clearly mila requires a sakin, but the sakin isn't a cheftza shel mitzvah. It's simply a means to an end for the mohel to do the maisa mila, a sakin of shchita. There's no cheftza shel mitzvah of a sakin of shchita. It's just a means to an end for a shochet to do a mitzvah of shchita. So if we're going to ask, what is the offer of kisui adam? Is it like a lulav or a sandal, or is it like a sakin shel mila or a sakin shel shchita? So Rabbi Notam says it's the opposite. It's the latter. Okay.
I feel like uneducated to like ask this question, having not many moments. But I never would have thought that a sandal is a chatzah shel mitzvah. Like I would have been surprised if every rishon even held that chalitza is a mitzvah, like the machlokes we saw in Kiddushin last year. But even those who did say that would say it's a mitzvah, I would be surprised if they said that the sandal is a chavtza. Is that a normal way of the mitzvah? It's like a unique sheet of Rehudam.
Very, very fine. I agree with you 1,000%, and we're going to see that there's room to distinguish. But just within Rabbeinu Tam, with his distinction between kisui and chalitza, this is l'chora what is said. But here we have a chiddush on Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam applies his din of mius not only to lulav and the sandal of chalitza, but also to shofar, which would imply that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you can't use a shofar that had been avodah zarah of a goy la'achar bitul l'chatchila, kanareh, what is a shofar? A cheftza shel mitzvah. But what is this head, you know, contradicts head on? Right, so this is the Rambam that we learned in Hilchos Shofar. Shofar ha-gozol she-toka bo-yotza she-ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmiya sakom. That the shofar is simply like the sakin shel shlita. It's a sakin shel mila. It's the hechetimtza of being motzi, the kol. Afro pishol ha-nagav v'lo hishmiya higbiyo ha-shomeya ein b'kol din geza. And so, how can Rabbi Natan say what he says? So I sent you to a rush in Rosh Hashanah where the nusach of the bracha, according to Rabbi Natan, really is different than according to the Rambam. What's a nusach according to the Rambam? The classic nusach, the nusach that we paskin like?
Lushmo
HaKol Shofar. What's a nusach of Rabbi Natan? Rabbi Natan Kosav, third makar. The Ravio disagrees, the Gbahag disagrees, but the Rabbi Natan holds up by his own. So he tachayim it. In other words, Lushi Tato. Rabbi Natan who is going to understand that we have a din of mius, even an avodah zarah shehitbatel, in the realms of where we have the brisos, namely in the realm of lulav, sandal, and shofar, he views all of those as a chetzah shel mitzvah. He disagrees with the Rambam. And then naftimin would also be, of course, in terms of you steal a shofar within Rabbeinu Tam, we would have then the residual shem gozul on the chayfetz even after yeyush. However, what Ben pointed out is that the moment that we begin making chilukim, so then sandal turns out to be a world in itself. And this is what's not, you know, this is not Achrona Shetara. This is found already in the Kesef Mishnah. Well, Kesef is also Achrona Shetara, and it is not necessarily Brisker Torah. If you look together with me in the Kesef Mishnah, so the Kesef Mishnah asks the question, Hodam Arava Perek Chalitza Chalitza Sandal Shel Avodah Zarah Im Chalatz Bo Kosher. The question is, why should that be? In Chalat spoke kosher. Don't we say that we have a din of ksuse mechta shiurei? We have a din of ksuse mechta shiurei, even though they don't have to come on to the world of Sreifa. So the first answer is, Yeshomer Hahinami Bala Achar Bito Ulchatzriha Mishumius Kama Pirushunatam. So we can understand any braisa that speaks about Yotza as a Bidyevet Aliba de Rabinutam. However, if you skip a line, Iname Afilu Nema de Koy Akuhu Gokashanidi. The Lodami Shofar Velulav Shiesh Behem Shir Katsuv Vechi Omed Vesrefa Mechtas Shure Komer Choser Mishiro Hakotsuv Bo Aval Vesandol De Chalitza Lesbe Shir Katsuv El Hagodo Lefi Godro Hakoton Lefi Kotno. Now it's at the moment that we begin to distinguish between mitzvahs, we can also distinguish not only between mitzvos of a cheftza and mitzvos of a gavra, but even if we're dealing with cheftza shel mitzvah, we can distinguish between two types of a shir, that we have objective shirim, shir katzuv, something has to be ten tefachim high, something has to weigh a kebetza, have a volume of kebetza or kezahis, or we can also have a shear which is flexible, like by the world of sandal, the boy shiyehe chofe rov raglo. That the shear of the sandal is something which is very, very dependent upon the individual that we're dealing with. Why? Could you give perhaps a more conceptual term to explain how would we define such a shear? Namely, that we have the shear of shofar. It has to be large enough to come out from both sides of one's hand. That we view as an objective shear. The shear of lulav we're going to define as an objective shear. However, the shear of the sandal, what kind of a shear is it? Subjective to the degree that it's simply a reality. We need a reality of chofer rov raglo. Ksuse mechta shiure is a halachic principle that when we have an objective shear, when we have a need of an objective shear, then Ksuse mechta shiure says that halachically the shear is as though it's not there, even though it appears to be there, because it's omeid la'aved, or because it's chova la'aved, we say the shear is not there. But when the shear is a shear in mitzius, So then, my nafkamina, ksuse mechta shira, the mitzius exists. The fact is that this is kofe rov raglo, namely that the whole world of ksuse mechta shira won't apply to those shiurim that are simply worlds of mitzius. And then, this is what the Kesem Mishnah is pointing out. Then we have a very, very clear distinction between the world of Sandal, where there's no Ksusei Mechta Shiure, because the Shiur is one of Metzius, it's one of reality, and the reality exists, as opposed to the world of Shofar and Lulav, where we have a Shiur Katsuv. What that opens up, and this is, I mentioned to you, I think, Baal Peh last time, that it's true, the Rav speaks about it in the Rishimos. This is dealt with, but also the Sviper in Kilos Yaakov talks about this, yes?
But basically, the chauffeur's size, when it leaves your hand, is that also sort of subjective? People seem to have very large hands.
It's a very good question. In other words, if we'll simply find the person with a smaller hand, mm-hmm. the chauffeur now turned into being kosher. That's a good point. I think that's why I tried to. That's why I try to distinguish a little differently, not between object and subject, but that's Ben's distinction. Okay? I try to distinguish between a functional shear as opposed to a standard shear. You know, it's that the concept of chalitza is a functional shear, of chotzer, of chofer rov raglo. And when you're dealing with a functional shear, is irrelevant. Only when we're dealing with a shear which has nothing to do with function, then we can speak about the fact that the shear then is a factor, an objective factor that has to be taken into account. And the Ksus Emechta Shiure will break that objectional, that objective shear. But you're 100% correct that it's not a question here really of subjective or objective. But once we're working in that direction, then we can apply this to other mitzvos as well. I sent you to a Gemara in Erev in Daf Peyam and Beis. One has a mavui, which mida oraisa is considered to be a reshus hayachid, but midrabanan, because a number of people use it, we view it as a karmelis. We can be machshir the mavui for everyone via what's called a lechi, or via what's called a korah. And the Gemara distinguishes Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Omer, Osin Lechi Ashera. Rashi ben Makish Omer, Osin Kora Ashera. Manda Amar Kora, Kol Shekem Lechi. Manda Amar Lechi, Avo Kora Go, Tiksuse Mechtas Shiure. That we're distinguishing over here between these two tikkunim of a mavui. That one of them will say Ksuse Mechta Shire, and the other we will not use Ksuse Mechta Shire. So the one for which we use Ksuse Mechta Shire, the Korah, that is very, very clear. Let's look in the Rambam, HaPerek Yudayin Ocho Yudgimo, Bakol Ostim Korah, Avaloba Ashera, Lefish Yesh Lerochav HaKorah Shire. Because hashiurim asurin min hashera, that the korah has to be lo pachos mitefach, that it has to be bria b'kabel ariach, that it has to be there are dimensions, and there's a requirement of a sort of an independent stability. But lechi is different. Why is lechi different? See, here we have a machokas rishonim. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Tosos. Tosos was bothered by this question. Afagav do lechi nami goyishir gova begav rochav mashu. If we're going to say that a korah has kusim of the shiure because of dimensions, doesn't the lechi also have dimensions? Miha boi bekol makom. Kevan delo boi elit shir zuta lochech mirubo. It has a very small shir. A very small shir we're going to ignore. He quotes Rav Avraham that lechi maya medabe kaksisim bekoso have lechi. Namely, that the shear is so thin it can be simply stuck onto a wall. So there's no that we're dealing with the minuscule shear. That's Tosus's direction. Similarly, in the Rambam in Halacha Beis, Bakol Osim V'Chayayim. So he mentions that Asherah Osa Osa Lechi Kasher Shelechi Ovio Kol Shehu. This is just like Tosfos, that when you have a shear of Kol Shehu, then we apply, then there's no din of Ksusim et Tashure. However, the Ravid says, not the Tom, Lechi Ovio Kol Shehu, that's true, but in Ovio Kol Shehu, but Govho Miho Tzarech Shir. Shehu govo asara. It could very well be that the thickness is a kol shehu, but the height is asara. Asara is a very meaningful objective shear. Ella says the Ravid, bein lechi bein korah mutar mishum heker. V'ha'ika heker, v'hareim asalash, v'ha'ika heker. Harei. We'll come to the Sulam in one moment. In other words, that what the Ravid does is he moves the shear of the Lechi over to the world of Heker, namely that again we're dealing with a functional shear. This is similar to what we spoke about in the world of Sandal, that it's Kofe Rov Raglo. So here it's something that will get you to realize that we have a unique hether in this mavui, and so the ksuse mechtas shiure, as we pointed out, only applies to shiurim that are an added objective factor. But if the shiur is simply a metzius, then ksuse mechtas shiure is irrelevant. The chiddush of the Ravid, he wants to apply this also halacha lemaisa to the world of korah. We don't have to take it in that direction, but what we have over here is a concept of the objective shear. We find this in Tosus as well, in a different area. Tosus points out the Yom Tomar, going back to the Tosfos, Machsherin Leel Sulam Shel Ashera, Af Agav Deboi Rachav Dalet, that when we have a Sulam that connects to Chatzeros, that Sulam, in order to be able to be Matsarif, the Chatzeros, has to have a certain width, rochav dalet. And yet we say that the sulam can be even ashera. We have this objective measurement of rochav dalet, v'lo amar mechtashi urei kemo bekora, v'omeri dehasam chashiv petach, kevan dechazi la'aliyah. Again, in other words, that we have this concept of the shear of metzius, that we have the functional shear. Ksuse nechta shiuri does not apply to functional shiurim. What are our functional shiurim? The Kesef Mishnah says, by sandal we have a functional shiur. The Ravid says, by alechi we have a functional shiur of heker. Tosfos and the Ravid point out that by a sulam we have a functional shiur of a chibur, of that which allows for passage from one to another. Wherever we have a functional shear, then there's no din of susei mechtas shiure. So this now raises the question, well, let's come back to Arba Minim. Everyone says in the Mishnah that not only do we have an issue of Lulav Shel Asheira, but also Hadas Shel Asheira, Esrog Shel Asheira v'chulei. What about the Shiurim of all of these matters? So in terms of Hadasa Marava, what is the Shiur? Shloshet Tfachim. That's an objective Shiur. So clearly we have a din of Tzusim Echta Shiur. What about the world of Esrog? We learned this already at Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, that Shiur Esrog Katan, Rav Meir Omer Ke'egos, Rav Yehuda Omer Ke'beitza. And we asked, is it because of Hadar? And we answered that it's because of Logamar Peira. And then we pointed out that the upper shear, the Begadol, Kadesh Yochas Shtayim, the Yado Achas, and the reason was either Hadar or Zinden Michlefi Leva Asilafu Chinu, that we don't want it to fall. So what does it appear that the shear of an estrog is?
It's clearly functional on the top end. And on the bottom end, it's less clear to me that that's a functional shear.
Okay, so in terms of Gemara Peirei, that could be an objective shear. But in terms of that you may drop it, however, that's a very functional shear. And we say Ksusim Yechta Shiurei does not apply to functional shiurim. So either we'll have to say that because of the lower shear, that's already going to determine. In other words, perhaps we have over here another world that we're going to have to check out whether this is correct or not. But perhaps okay, so for the Esrog, at least we have one shear that may be somewhat objective. In terms of the Lulav, so what is the shear of a Lulav? That's the question exactly. That's the sugi over here on Amid Beis. We got the word through with this in next year. But the Gemara uses the phrase, uses the concept Lulav Shiyeshbo Gimel Tfachim Kedei Lenaneyabo. And the Gemara explains it means ukedeganeyabo, namely that the shear of the lulav is supposed to be a tefach above the hadasim and the aravos, in order to allow for the naanuim of the lulav. So lachora, again, we're dealing with a question. Kedeganeyabo appears to be a very functional sort of a shear, and yet the Mishnah says that we have a din of ksuse nechta shiurei. So either we'll say, no, that this is defined as an objective shear, 3+, in other words, it's in order, from the core, in other words, its core is an objective shear with the tosefet of a functional shear. But since the core of it is no different than the shear of Hadas and Arava, that's why we say Susimeta Shiurei. Or perhaps, and this would help us also in the world of Esrog, perhaps if the functionality that we're speaking about is that which gives this particular Chefetz Shel Mitzvah an importance. Perhaps what Ksuse Mechta Shiure does is it will remove that level of importance. Namely, that we'll say that Ksuse Mechta Shiure will work on two planes. Ksuse Mechta Shiure can remove an objective shear. Psuch Ksusim et Shiur can remove a functional shear if that functional shear has within it a necessity of importance of chashivus, and because of the ksusei mechtashiri, we're taking away the chashivus. So then, within the world of esrog, perhaps the lack of the minimum size would also be a din of chashivus, and you know, on that plane, we would require ksusei mechtashiri. And over here, perhaps by the lulav, the kedinaneh would be a din of chashivus, but that we'll hold off on. We don't have yet any.
So the ksusei mechtashiri takes away the chashivus, not necessarily the shir, but it takes away the chashivus.
And that's the not ready enough to pasul the this particular item as a chetze shel mitzvah. And it's, even if it's not, even in the notes that there, what we're saying is that maybe ksusei mechtashiri also works in the realm of functional shiurim, if those functional shiurim have a din of chashivus. So by the sandal, there's no din of chashivus. By the sulam, there is no din of chashivus. By the lechi, there's no din of chashivus. But yitachin, by arba minim, that there we'd have a din of chashivus. But again, we have no... nothing is pushing us yet in that direction, but you know, just opening it as the question we'll deal with on Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis. Okay, so this is what we have within Tosfos. All of this is missing in the Rambam. In other words, all of the distinctions that we've made between Avodah Zarah of a Goy, Avodah Zarah of a Jew, Avodah Zarah of a Goy before Bitul, Avodah Zarah of a Goy after Bitul, the Rambam simply says in Hilchos Shofar, Lulav, Sukkah v'lulav, Arba minim egu, Shem lulav hadas arava v'esrog, Haya echad mehem yavesh, O gazul, O ganuv, Afilu achar yeyush, O shehaya me'ashera ha'ne'evedet, Af al pi shebitlu ha'ashera mila avda, O shehaya shehaya shebuni dachas, Hareze pasul. Then the Rambam distinguishes between the world of Avodah Zarah on one hand and the world of Ashera and Ir Nidachas on the other hand. Like we posited it when we were in the Sugya originally. He wasn't bothered by all of the brisos that were the source of Tosus's distinctions. But what then is the unique chumrah of Asherah as opposed to Astam Avodah Zarah? That the distinction that we made between Omed L'Sreifa and Omed L'Ibud, the Rabbi undermines. He says that we're dealing with Afal Pi Shebitlu Asherah Mila'avta. If the Asherah was batel mila'avda, so l'chora, there's no longer a din of omed l'sreifa. And b'chol zot, we're saying that it's going to be pasul. So, A. B, what does the Rambam tosses in an adjective to the world of Asherah that we don't have in the Gemara. He adds a word to the Gemara. O shehaya me Asherah ha-ne'evedet. If we look in the Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam, just brought it at the end of the Maror HaKomos, Perish Mishnah says mitzvah abo b'aveira in a mitzvah lafikach lulav ha-gozol v'shel ha-sheira v'shel nidach ha-spasol v'zo ha-sheira hi sheyeh ha-ilon atzmo ne'evad yisbar l'cha chilukei ha-sheira v'spakot ha-zara var yadata am yisa'ala v'lo yidbak b'yadcha ma'uma menachir. So again, the Rambam stresses the fact sheyeh ha-ilon atzmo Ne'evad. Shehi ha'ilon atzmo ne'evad.
sure it's not neva, just means it was set aside for to be served. It was, is he saying it was already served as opposed to not being served?
It appears that according to the Rambam that we have sort of, we require we have two requirements positively and one negative and one tremendous kula. The tremendous kula is afal pi shebitro. Afal pi shebitro means that there is no longer a din of Srefa, there's no longer a din of Ksusim Echtashira. In other words, our issue over here, according to the Rambam, is somehow Asherah is different, even without the world of Ksusim Echtashira. What are the defining factors of the Asherah? Firstly, that it is an Asherah. Asherah means, as Moshe pointed out, the Ta'olakach, it was planted to be an Asherah. And secondly, Ne'evad, it was actually worship, namely as opposed to the classic world of Avodah Zarah, where we would view all of Tashmishei Avodah Zarah as being Asur V'Hana'a and being in Din of Abeita Abdu'un. Here, we're dealing not with that which services the Avodah Zarah, but the Ilan Atzmo Ne'evad. In other words, so we have over here chumras that are built in to the world of Asherah that make it comparable to the world of Ir Nidachat. But again, the Rambam is not mentioning over here at all the world of Ksusei Mechtas Shirei. Where did the Rambam mention Ksusei Mechtas Shirei? In which halacha? Not in Hilchos Lulav, but in, where do we see the Rambam mention the concept of Ksusei Mechtas Shirei? He mentioned it back in Hilchos Shabbos, no? B'kol osin kora avalo ba'ashera lefi sheyesh l'rochav hakora shir v'kol hashiurin asurin min ha'ashera. That's the din of Ksusei Mechtas Shiure. Whereas over there he doesn't mention Ashera Ne'evad. Over there he doesn't mention Ashera Bitlo. In other words, over there we're dealing with the fact that when we have an Ashera which is Omed L'Sreifa, we have a din of Ksusei Mechtas Shiure. But by us, he doesn't mention Ksusei Mechtas Shiure. Similarly, in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, where he deals with the sandal, mentions im cholza chalitzasa kshera afal pishu asur b'hanoa aval sandal shel tikrobes avodah zarah b'shel irni dachas oshen naase lemeis sheyikaver bo im cholza b'chiratza psula sheharei eino omed lahalech bo. A new gzeiras hakosuf that the sandal has to be omed lahalech bo. Doesn't mention Ksusei Mechtas Shiure. You know, it's so. So again, so we have Ksusei Mechtas Shiure when we're dealing with objective Shiure. Korah is an objective Shiur. By Chalitza, he doesn't use Ksusei Mechtas Shiure. He mentions Eino Omed Lahalechba. Why wouldn't he use Ksusei Mechtas Shiure by a sandal? What did we see in the Kesef Mishnah? Because what kind of shear do we have in the world of sandal?
It's a functional
shear. It's a functional shear. Functional shear, we don't apply Ksusei Mechtas Shiure. So perhaps why would he not mention Ksusei Mechtas Shiure in the world of Lulav?
Because he thinks it's a functional
shear. Maybe he views Lulav also as a functional shear. It's like Ksusei Mechtas Shiure is not shayach to functional shear. So that's why he only mentions it in the world of Korah, which is a functional, which is an objective shear. He doesn't mention in the world of sandal. He doesn't mention in the world of lulav. But what then is the reason for the psul of ir nidachas? and of Ashera in the world of Arba Minim. If it's not going to be Ksuse Mechta Shire, A, because we're dealing with Bital Mila Ovda, and B, we're dealing perhaps with a functional Shir. What then over here is the Makar of the Psul? Let's go back to the Perish HaMishnayis. Perish Mishnayis, he starts off with Mitzvah Babavera in the Mitzvah Vachule. This we dealt with all the way back when we dealt with Mitzvah Babavera, and pointed out that the Rama was Chozerbo from the Perish HaMishnayis when he gets the Mishneh Torah. He paskins like Rav Yitzchak, like Shmuel, that there's no issue over your Mitzvah Babavera. In other words, that we're dealing rather than Mitzvah Babavera. But what other phrases mentioned in the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis which perhaps could carry over into the Mishneh Torah? He mentions the Igon HaNe'avad Atzmo and Kfar Yodata Amro Yisala V'lo yidbak biyadcha ma'uma min acherim, that we have certain situations which are so antithetical to avodas Hashem that they should not be viewed as having a mitzius b'fnei atzma. V'lo yidbak biyadcha ma'uma min acherim, that nothing should stick from this category of cherem into your hands. Perhaps, again, in the Rishimos, Rabbi Reichman uses the phrase all the time, maos, maos, maos. I don't find that phrase in the Rambam used as a criteria. It's used as l'chatchila with Ibn Adenu Tan. The Rambam over here is dealing with the psul b'dieven. Perhaps within the Rambam, the common denominator between the ir nidachat and the ashera is a common denominator that we have over here, a din of cherem. I mean, this goes beyond any regular din of isri hanoa by regular avodah zara, that we view, you know, it's these two as being that ir nidachas and ashera are a category, a chumra in and of itself, of oyidbak biyadchem and menachem, which we prefer them to be used in the world of mitzvos. Again, when we have an active situation of avodah zara, so we have a din of ksuse mechta shiure, that can deal with objective shiure. But over here, the moment the Rambam says that we're talking about we're not talking about ksusi mechta shire, and yet this asher is on the level of a yirnidachas. So I think that that had we only been dealing with a regular avodah zara, the regular avodah zara, that we could call mos. But over here we have to come onto a category that would pasul even b'dieved. Pasul even b'dieved yitachin, that we'll have this category called oyid bat biyadcha mu'uma min acherim, that applies dafka to these two exceptions. That across the rule is the moment that we're dealing with a world of avodah zara, there is no ksuse mechta shiure. We're dealing with a world of avodah zara. The classic, again, that the Abed Ta'abdun does not bring about Ksuse Mechtashire. Only Srefa brings about Ksuse Mechtashire. That's what we have in Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Ashera of the Korah. But when we're dealing, when we move over to the to Hilchos Yibum, so the Psul can't be Ksuse Mechtashire because we're dealing with a functional shear. So there we have Xeris Sakosuv, Harieno Omedo Halachbo. And in the world of Arba Minim, we took away the Ksuse Mechta Shiure because Mitro Hasher Mili Avda, but Becholzo, because of the Chumra, A, that it's the Ta'u Lechatkil Lekach, and B, that it was Ne'evedet, we view it on the level of Irni Dachat without Ksuse Mechta Shiure, which would then be a din perhaps of Oyidbak Biyodcham Umemen Acherim, as Rama mentions in Perish Mishnayos. Perhaps. Not thrilled with the direction, but perhaps. Okay, we'll stop over here. I can pass these out. I'm sorry. Okay, Melina had learned the sugya from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amed Beis. I hope you already began. Through the Mishnah. And Aflam and Beis and Beis. And we to finish the Gemara of Lulav. In terms of the Rishonim, again, Rashi, Tosfos, all the Tosfos are relatively short Tosfos, and the Ritva, in other words, Keseder, on every Sugya. And I just gave you a few short Gemara Makomos in terms of the concepts that are being brought up, the concept of Derecha HaDarchei Noham, is used in a very, very halachic framework in Hilchos, in Gemara Yevamos, and the world of the Pisul Shel Gehenon, there's a Marashah that we have in Eruvin. So, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get up to the Mishnah and the days and the days. I'd still like to learn with you, if possible, for another 3 weeks until I travel. Another month there, and see how far we can get, and if we'll have it's a time for you to chaser and to take a look at that. Okay. I want to apologize. If someone wants to talk to me, talk to me now.